You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The pitch. Swung on, line drive, base hit, center, game winner. Kyle Manzardo with his third walk-off game-winning hit of the year.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. I talk about this all the time, like when you're betting unders, and weird things can happen. That's courtesy of MLB extra innings, first off. But in that game, I talked yesterday, one of the sneaky good pitching matchup. We got everything we wanted. A couple of runs scratched out late. We get to the bottom of the ninth, and it's 3-2. And then a run gets scored to send it to 3-3 in a total 7.5. And you're going, don't you dare do this to me. They were able to get the shutdown inning in the top portion. And as you heard there, Kyle Manzardo walked it off with a base hit. And it's always scary when that happens. Like, we turn into the thought process, but you can't do that, because how many games go to extra innings? How many games go to overtime? You don't know when it's going to happen. And this was one of those games where you got a 7.5 total and it's 3-2. The one thing you don't want to see is to get to 3-3, because then the floodgates can open. But we held on and won. As I said, it was a winning night. Had the under in the Phillies-Mets game as the Mets shut out the Phillies. The Phillies are in a little bit of a downward spiral right now. Fans are getting upset. Are they going to blow the division?
Oh, that'd be a shame.
Yeah. Brewers D-backs, I had the under there. It was 8.5. It went under the total. And I said I liked Framber Valdez over 6.5 strikeouts. If you guys heard me talking about that yesterday, how much I like Corey Seager. He homered. Framber Valdez gets 4 strikeouts early, goes 7 innings, gets 1 more strikeout the rest of the way. Thanks a lot, Fram. It's just screwed me over there. And then I had the A's Tigers over, to which, if you guys expect it, hats off to you. But the kid Vasquez that came in for them, he shut out the Tigers. So with the A's dropping 7 runs, that would have been really good for an overplay had the Tigers done anything. But so I went 3-2 in my top plays, hit a couple prop plays that I gave out. And the other thing I wanted to point out is the Atlanta Dream let me down, but Asia Wilson went off. So I can't even, they
were on 12 in a row.
Yeah, they were on fire. They'd beaten everybody in the league.
Was she in Hart?
What, Asia Wilson?
Yeah.
No, I think that she was her cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who?
Asia Wilson was Carney Wilson's cousin, and what's the other Wilson? Or is that Wilson Phillips?
I have no idea.
It's white music. All right, let's get into this real quick. So, talking about the MLB weather today, it kind of helps out, like, looking at it or tells you to lean towards an Orioles over. I do want to tell you Garrett Crochet's pitching today, so do with that what you will. I'm not betting that. The three games that really stand out is the Pittsburgh over. They're playing the Cardinals. I like it. The Phillies over, as the Phillies are playing the Braves, and there's something I noticed there. So I do like the Phillies over, even though I didn't make it a play. And the Mets over, I did make a play. Now, Phillies over, everybody's betting on it because it's the best hitting environment on the day. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I saw, which makes me want to go to it and actually bet it, even though everybody's on it, is for whatever reason, the Atlanta Braves hit Aaron Nola. I was looking at, like, I don't get into BVP too much. That's batter versus pitcher. Mm-hmm. But there is something to be said if you have enough data that a guy owns a certain hitter. Well, Austin Riley, who I don't think he's playing today. I think he's still hurt, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like a career 357 hitter off of Aaron Nola, who's a really good pitcher. Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., Marcell Ozuna, Michael Harris, all of these guys hit Aaron Nola really well. Does that mean Aaron Nola's going to come out and get rocked today? No. But if you were looking at it, the algorithm, go ahead and drink, likes the Phillies bats as well. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, the usual suspects. All those guys projected to get over two bases today for whatever that's worth. Just an interesting spot that I'm not betting per se, but I do think you could take a look at it if you wanted to, because all signs point to this being a really good spot to attack. The one game I didn't bring up, and I'll throw this out. The Giants are playing the Cubs, and we have a pitching matchup of Shota Imanaga versus Logan Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Imanaga's a guy that I love. I think he's a great pitcher. I love betting on him at home. He has some weird splits when you look at it, and he's had some struggles on the road. And when I look at the two pitchers, Logan Webb is a far superior pitcher. So in the list of starting pitchers today, and we don't have many games, Logan Webb is number two, and Imanaga's down that list below some of the guys I didn't expect. So maybe the matchup's not as good for him. Hmm. Maybe they're factoring how he's pitched on the road, but I love the Giants today in Major League Baseball. Now, the WNBA, I think Minnesota's a great play. They have been dominating at home all year long, no matter if they're double-digit favorites, small favorite. They've been one of the best home teams, actually the best home team in all of the WNBA. They're favored by 9.5 tonight. They're going to handle business and get that done. I like that play a lot. College football, I like it a lot. First off, the college football this weekend, obviously you guys will be tuned into Texas and Ohio State. You know, we have games on Friday as well. So we have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's games on Sunday.
Right.
Or Sunday or Monday. There's games all over the place. Let me just put it that way. And is there anything else you were looking forward to? I know you like Florida State, so you want to watch Bama and Florida State,
yeah,
Ed. Rob, what about you? Was there anything that stood out to you this week as far as like college football? Because there's not a ton of great games, but I know you're like me. I don't care. Put me in front of the TV at noon.
It could be anybody. I don't know who Tennessee is, and I know this sounds weird as they face Syracuse, but Tennessee, that's a game. If they don't stomp a mud hole in Syracuse at home, then I looked at them as being maybe a little bit fraudulent. I want Penn State to run away from Nevada. Those games, to me, this is like the identity week. Are you really that team that you claim that you are? And, of course, Clemson, LSU.
Yeah,
the Battle of the Frauds.
Battle of the Death Valley Tigers.
That's the Battle of the Frauds.
Yeah.
The home fraud win.
Yeah, probably. And to your point, like one of the games I circled that I looked at this week and goes off tomorrow, and I'll talk about it extensively, but Baylor is at home, and they're in a fairly big matchup where a lot of people are going to go against them because of, you know, who they're playing out of the SEC. I'm going to be all over Baylor. I think they're a live home dog tomorrow. You get a Friday game that's going to be televised nationally to start off the season, and you want to make, you know, you want to basically plant your flag in the ground in the Big 12 and say, hey, we're the best team here, not any of these other teams. I like Baylor.
I want to see LIU versus Florida.
Do you?
Do they even have lines for those games?
Yeah.
Really?
You can find them now. Now that gambling's been opened up in a lot of places, you can get a lot of lines. Sometimes you have to go offshore because you can't get offered things certainly domestic. Like, for example, in Maryland, you can't bet on college player props. And so if you wanted to do that, you'd have to go offshore to do it. Or I'm assuming maybe you can do it in Pennsylvania. Maybe you drive across the border, drive across the state lines and place your wager or whatever you want to do. A couple of things here with college football. I thought NC State was interesting today. I thought the Akron over looked really good. They're playing Wyoming. The two plays that really stood out to me, and one of them I didn't make an official play, and I think I'm going to. Wisconsin and Miami, Ohio, under 40.5. People don't like to do this because they think Wisconsin's going to run all over Miami, Ohio. I would agree with you that they are. The only thing that scares me about the under in this game, and this happens in college football more than it does in the NFL, you're running out the clock and here comes the 70-yard TD run. You know, like that's, it seems like it happens so often in college football, and I hope I'm not jinxing myself. I'm knocking here. But yeah, 40.5, I just think it's a ball-controlled offense that you're going to see a lot of running. You're going to see that clock tick, 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 tick.
This is priceless. I found it.
What?
Found what?
Florida LIU prediction. The Long Island University Sharks playing the Florida Gators.
How many points are you getting?
45.5. And you know what the over-under is?
What?
56.5.
That's why I tell people if you like them at 45.5, you might as well parlay it with the over.
Oh, no. Hang on. This guy went final score, Florida 52, LIU 3. That's under.
Yeah. Well, Poor bastard. And I do want to talk about Boise and South Florida, and I did study up on this. So Boise State, people want to talk about Ashton Jonte being gone. They have a young running back named Sire there that they think can be explosive, and in that offense, it's not going to be an issue. And when you look at Boise State, they're bringing back one of the best wide receiver cores in the Mountain West. And on top of that, if you go a little bit further, you start looking at South Florida. South Florida had a very opportunistic defense. They forced turnovers. I think they'll struggle with Boise, and Boise's going to score points. People are pointing at South Florida going, well, who's their quarterback going to be? Because their top guy last year got hurt early in the season. And then the guy that replaced him led South Florida to a winning record. So are we going to see dual quarterbacks? Have they named a guy that they're going to stay with? Who knows what's going to happen in the game? But for South Florida, the reason I want to bring this up is they have a guy named Baby Calvin Johnson. So you might want to check him out and see if there's any validity there. But I do like the over with Boise and South Florida.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. Don't rush through it, Jeremy. We got Mitch Plassmeyer on at 9:30. He's the assistant pitching coach for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's stick with college football. Let's pick some of our Heisman Trophy picks, some of the upsets that we look forward to. Because Ed and I won't be here tomorrow. You know, we normally go full-blown with college football on Friday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A couple of upsets, Jeremy and Ed, I think, that may be in the making. Let's go to week one. You got that, let's talk about college football, folks. I'm sorry. Do you have the South Florida Boise State?
Yeah, well, again, I like what our sports minute guy there said, Ryan, talking about this game, that, yeah, I think Boise State could be on upset alert. South Florida is a solid team.
Yeah.
They're returning a lot of guys. South Florida's got to figure out their running game. They lost their running back. And by the way, like some of this, too, you got to pay attention to the transfer portal because there are guys at the back end of their college careers that are joining teams that they think they can either play or possibly win a national championship or get to a big bowl game. But I like the over in this game. I think both teams score.
Can I give you another possible upset? Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina. East Carolina over North Carolina State.
See, I like NC State tonight, but again, East Carolina last year was a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
Good team. And again, you're looking at some of the big matchups that we have, and there's not a lot of like great football matchups because there's so many teams that schedule cupcakes early on in the season.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get off to that great start and you're already halfway to being bowl eligible by playing some of these smaller teams. But again, like you look at the big numbers here, NC State, in my opinion, should handle East Carolina. But would I be shocked if East Carolina came out and was an outright winner? No, I wouldn't, just because NC State's done this to me in the past. But I'm going to be checking out a bunch of different teams. Like you know what I want to know is I don't usually bet big numbers. Like though, you know, you're talking about minus 44 and a half. There's one team that's favored by 5 touchdowns that I think is going to win by 8 touchdowns. That's Ole Miss. Hey, nobody love running the score up more than Lane Kiffin. He'll run the score up on your ass. And, you know, so I tell people all the time, look at some of the matchups early on, because Jim Tressel used to coach Ohio State, right? He came from, right there in Ohio, smaller school in Ohio, I can't think of the name of it, where Jim Tressel came from.
Kent State.
Youngstown.
Youngstown, thank you. Yeah, so Youngstown State, he'd schedule them every year, so they'd get paid, and, you know, look, you came from there, it's like, but he would never run the score up on them. Now, were there times where they were not covering the spread and somebody broke a 70-yard touchdown run? Sure. But I think that's another spot to look. And I like the one that you brought up, Tennessee and Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I want to see who Tennessee is. You're at home. This is a game you should win by double digits. You're favored by almost 2 touchdowns. Let's see what you do.
I want to say this, and I don't want people to hate me for this, but Maryland better watch out for Florida Atlantic. Well, they got this kid named Caden Veldkamp, who last year threw for over 3,100 yards, 25 touchdowns, only 10 interceptions. He can sling it. That new coach there, I forget his name, Zach something, I can't remember his name, is an offensive mindset. You put him along with Caden Veldkamp, Baylor better know how to defend.
So let me ask you
this. They better know how to defend.
And I mentioned I like Baylor in an upset game over Auburn. It stayed under 3. Baylor's a 2.5-point underdog at home.
Uh-huh.
And again, to open up the season. Do people still care about Colorado? Because Colorado plays tomorrow in a big game against Georgia Tech.
Deion's got to make them care. The stars aren't there right now.
Because Colorado's a 4.5-point home underdog to Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech ain't it either.
Uh-uh.
I want to see how they rebound from losing the Sanders brothers and losing Travis Hunter and basically their whole wide receiving core.
Can I play Jeremy Kahn and give you a win on covering and not on the scoreboard?
Yeah.
What is the point spread for, you have 13.5 for Alabama, Florida State?
Yeah, let me get back to it. I had 13.5. I just want to double check it to make sure we're still there. But yeah, that's what I have.
Florida State covers.
Oh, you like Florida State to keep it close. That's like, I was listening to, I think Ed and I were sitting in here and the overnight guy was on. And he's like, there's no way I could bet this other team. Alabama's just going to go in and do it. This is one that, you know, you just don't get away from. And it's like, of course you can get away from a 2-touchdown favorite on the road.
Yeah, you can.
Because they can still win that game. They could be busting their ass and get backdoored at the end.
Florida State's not going to stop playing.
No, Florida State's got to get back into it. Another game that I like, and I'll be going over this tomorrow, is Ooh La La. Ooh La La's been kind to me so many times. That would be Louisiana Lafayette as they host Rice. They're going to eat Rice. Sorry.
And I'm a little concerned, man. I'm a little concerned about this one, Jeremy. I think my team is going to do well this year. I do. I'm not mealy-mouthing you right now. I think my team is going to do well. But I'm a little concerned about South Carolina's Sunday night opener.
Is it Sunday? Okay, so they do have Sunday and
Sunday afternoon. Against... I'm sorry. Sunday afternoon opener against Vitek.
Well,
that game's in Atlanta.
We'll be talking about this game tomorrow with Lee Sterling. But this is... South Carolina and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's interesting to see how they bounce back after what some people would deem to be a subpar season the way it ended. But that's not the only – like, you got Miami-Notre Dame. If Miami's ever going to show up and smack somebody in the mouth in the opening game
– that's cute.
This would be the one to showcase yourself. But a lot of people still love Marcus Freeman. Washington, Colorado State, and Utah, UCLA are all – two of those games are Saturday night. So we got 2 Sunday games. And let me see, on Monday, we have TCU and UNC. So, and UNC's a 3-point home dog to the Horned Frogs.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45. But on the other side, folks, we're going to talk to Mitch Plasmeyer, assistant pitching coach for your Baltimore Orioles. We're going to ask him, is there a chance, in his opinion, that Trevor Rogers could be considered for American League Comeback Player of the Year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. You know, one of the things that's happened real, real good this year, Jeremy, in a season where it's been a little disappointing, is what we've seen in Trevor Rogers. That trade last year had so much criticism, especially what Rogers did when he finally came over here. Why'd you do that trade? It's a horrible trade. Trevor Rogers has said, you know what? You love me now. Joining us right now is Baltimore Orioles Major League Assistant Pitching Coach to talk all about it. He is Mitch Plasmeyer. What's going on, Mitch?
Hey, how you doing this morning, guys?
Doing well. Listen, we saw Rogers last year after that trade in 7 appearances, 7 starts, ERA 7.11. He gave up 25 hits in 19 innings, hit 12 strikeouts in those 19 innings as well. And he just, to be honest with you, with a 1.8 whip, he didn't look good at all. Fast forward to the 2025 season. Mitch, man, is it something simple things that you guys have done? What in the world happened for him to go from where he is now, or where he was then, to being one of the game's most dominant pitchers right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of a lot of simple things, right? He changed a little bit of his training, cleaned up some things in his mechanics, which obviously has helped his stuff. But I think just the mentality that he's taken day in and day out has kind of been the biggest shift. He just, you know, relentlessly attacking the strike zone, just going right after hitters, and being able to beat guys in a bunch of different ways. He just, the confidence he's had since he's kind of gotten on this role has been impressive, and he's just been so consistent.
What did you guys see in him before he got here? Like, what did you see that made you say, yeah, this is going to work out really well?
Yeah, I think like when we got him, you know, kind of looking back, he had the historical success. I mean, he was an all-star in 21, had showed some flashes of that in 22 and 23, but had some injuries, right? So I think the biggest thing that we kind of identified was if we could get him in a little better spot with his body and his training, you know, hopefully we could restore him to that 21 form, right? Everybody kind of changes and adapts a little bit along the way. So it just took us a little time for him to get to know us to get to know him and build that relationship to understand kind of where we could, you know, where we could help him in his training and mentality and just clean up a few things to get him right back there. We didn't really think he was too far off when we got him. And I think it's, you know, the great job by the front office to kind of identify that and, you know, give us the tools to kind of help him.
Mitch, I got to be honest, I was a little disappointed that you didn't just take credit for it, because that's something that Rob Long would have done. That was me that fixed him.
What he would have done? He's done it. He has done it.
I did that.
I told them.
Well, I guess the question I have is this repeatable? Like, we have a large enough sample size now to say that he's looked this good. Do you think this is repeatable for next season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's learned a lot about himself this year, about kind of what he needs to do to kind of maintain it, right? If he was doing this in, you know, one outing here, one outing there, you know, I would say maybe it's a little different, but he's shown just such a high level of consistency and, you know, the mentality and what he does on the day to day. It's, you know, something I'm really looking forward to with him going into next year, is being able to kind of, you know, be with him and help him understand, you know, how we can keep this going forward. But yeah, I do believe this, you know, can maintain, maybe not at this elite of a, you know, statistical level, but I mean, what he's doing right now is just so impressive. It's ace caliber stuff going out there every time and just being ultra consistent.
Here with Major League assistant pitching coach Mitch Plasmeyer, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
But Mitch, another thing that I wanted to bring up too is like working with some of the younger players. What have we seen from him, or what have you seen from him? And because there's a lot of young pitchers that we still have questions about.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for Rogers specifically, what he's helped the young pitchers do, I mean, he's kind of been through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, right? And he's come out on the other side. So I think he's kind of taken a little bit of that leadership role along with guys like Kyle Bradish and Dean Kramer to kind of help these guys, you know, understand, you you know, how to survive in this league, and then, you know, what it takes to really thrive in this league. And I think he's helped guys like Brandon Young and Cade Povich and some of these guys in the bullpen just, you know, take those little steps forward. And we've seen some of these young guys really kind of improve on how they attack the day to day and, you know, kind of what's been showing up on the field lately as well.
You know, Mitch, we've all covered this team for a long time, and we've seen some guys in that clubhouse, the total rubber, that you could offer them some great advice, and they may not go the direction of the advice that you offer them. Talk about the coachability of these guys on this staff. How coachable are they? Which I think is a lesson for some of the young listeners right now.
Yeah, no, I think they're extremely coachable, right? I think the thing that, you know, it's been most impressive for me is just how open these guys are to take feedback, you know, and then, you know, kind of let that drive them forward. Right. You know, not all the feedback's going to be good all the time. You know, you can have these honest conversations with guys of how they need to get better, and they're going to understand it, digest it. And then, you know, we're going to have those day to day conversations and keep pushing forward. But these guys have been so open, so coachable, and they've taken the information we've, you know, been able to kind of give them and, you know, had that honest back and forth. And it's been super, super impressive to see some of these guys take those strides so quickly.
You know, baseball's weird because it's the only sport where defense has the ball. It is. If you think about it, it's just an odd change for an American sport. How does his success impact the offense? Like the position plays, when you have somebody who's just, I mean, I think surprised everybody with his performance, how does it impact the position players?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting them on and off the field quickly, right? Getting them back in the, getting them back in the box where they want to be, right? But I just think, you know, when he goes out there, you kind of feel this confidence that it's going to be a good day. He's going to work efficiently. He's going to attack. You can stay kind of really mentally engaged out there knowing that, you know, guys are going to put the ball in play and he's going to get you off the field quick. So I think it just brings a little bit of energy, a little bit of excitement every time he steps out there that, you know, this is going to be a good one and we're going to have a shot to, you know, get out to hopefully an early lead and put it away.
Mitch Plasmeyer's assistant Major League Baseball coach for the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Mitch, I want to go back to Rob again. He talks to some of the starting pitchers on the day of the start. How annoying is that for the starting pitcher? Because guys don't want to, they want to do their own thing, right? And they got their mindset, they're ready to roll. What do you think about that?
If they got their headphones in, I'd leave them alone. They probably locked in. But if they don't have their headphones in, I think you can talk to them a little bit. But it's that, you know, that hour before game time where they're really locking it in, they throw those things on, I'd get out of their way.
Snitches get stitches. Hey, listen, going back to Rodgers, his WAR is extremely high, I mean, for a starting pitcher. His numbers are historic in the organization. And I know there's some bigger names out there, but in your opinion, what's a realistic chance for this guy to be considered for American League Comeback Player of the Year?
Oh man, I can't think of a better story, right? Just a guy who's, you know, everything he's experienced over the last few years and what he's put together and some really historic numbers and, you know, kind of went through that injury at the beginning of the year. I can't even fathom what the numbers would look like if he didn't miss the first month coming back from that knee injury. So, I mean, I think he's number one on my list just because of the story and the human that he is and all the work that he's put in. It's a really great story.
Yeah, it's funny thinking about that because, like, I was sitting here trying to brainstorm anybody that had – like, I know Jacob deGrom was probably the favorite to come into this and win it this year, and it's not like he had a bad season. But what we saw out of Trevor Rodgers is it's – I mean, he looks like the best pitcher in baseball, so how do you not give him that award?
Right, exactly. I know there's a lot of guys out there that are deserving, but, I mean, this kind of historic stuff and this kind of run doesn't happen very often, so he's got my vote.
Mitch Plasmeyer, thanks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lot, Mitch. Good luck tonight. Oh, well, today, I should say, afternoon baseball.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I got to tell everybody, Sports Talk of the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. I'm waiting for the Tulsa King. I'm from New York. Right, Ed? Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I still make some good NFL games on Paramount Plus this year. Yeah,
lots to check out, man. Lots to check out.
It's the way to go now. 410-583-1057 is the number. Your thoughts on you two on Plasmire? It's the first time around in the media.
Yeah, I mean, look, we obviously focused on Trevor Rogers, but there's a lot to dig into there because, you know, for all that we talked about, all the people that were pounding the drum, what a dumb trade it was and all that, and you guys had you got the lead there. If you're asking me, would I rather have a really good outfielder or a really good starting pitcher, starting pitcher every single time.
Of course.
And what he's done this year, if it is repeatable, and I know the confidence is going to be there, once we get into a brand new season, how you start, can you get back to that same mindset? Can this be repetitive? Can he deliver over and over and over again?
Over and over.
But what you've seen from him, again, it feels weird to say this, but Trevor Rogers has been better than Paul Skeens, has been better than Skubal over the past, whatever start you pick, pick whatever you want. It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you. And like Ed said, defense has the ball. Who has the ball every time? The pitcher. The pitcher dominant has the ability to either dominate the game or screw up the game like nobody else. Honestly. And everything in between. And Trevor Rogers has, for the most part this year, been dominant. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Like, if you go to Cracker Barrel out front,
you haven't answered the question because I want to know too.
No. Cracker Barrel out front, they have the rocking chairs while you're waiting to go in.
And I love Cracker Barrel.
I think it's just like old timey grandpa. Like, the messages, or at least the things that they have on their menu, it's like grandpa's this, grandma's that.
Robbie and I go there almost every Saturday when he's with me.
Really?
Yeah. It's right down the street from me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, up there, yeah. Just saying.
In Crackerville?
Named it after soda cracker barrels.
Did they?
Soda crackers used to be shipped into old country stores in large wooden barrels.
Well, they called it a soda cracker barrel then.
I think that's a cracker made out of soda.
That story was made up.
I would ask because when I was in Florida, I just confirmed Young Jeremy Kahn's jokes. I was in the Ace Hardware, and they have a whole rack of hats by the Florida Cracker Company. And one said, I'm a Florida cracker, yes. I'm like, so, I mean, you know, something they call themselves.
I want to get back to up there. What do you mean up there? What's up there?
In that county up
in
there.
Hazard County?
What's up there?
Harford County.
What? Go ahead, finish.
Hey, you're just far enough to not see the burning crosses. Congrats.
That's Cecil.
You got to read it, Rising Sun for that.
He hasn't gone far enough to see those.
Cecil Tucky, man. A friend of mine said, you should come up here. This whatever bar it is. I said, where is it? She told him. I said, no. Not even when it's daylight.
It was the one you used to go to. I wouldn't go to.
Oh. I went there one time. One time.
Ed, I can't wait until he's out country line dancing at one of these bars.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
I hope somebody says, hey, your boy's in here. He's what?
Now, we know me well enough to know, what's the reward?
Yeah. Well,
Just like the dude from Walker, Texas Ranger.
What's the reward?
Yeah, I know.
There you go. And that's the encore for today, Edward.
Encore, of course, brought to you by Lion's Den, passion, pleasure, romance. Yeah, if your girlfriend is like that one with, you know.
Oh.
The one Jeremy talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You better step up your game a bit. Yeah. You may want to give him a visit.
They might put that place out of business. Well, they might put him in. He might be opening up new stores with how much she's getting. But anyway,
check out Lion's Den. Plenty of locations locally or lionsden.com. Great stuff. Put some passion back in your relationship, man.
Let's go to Baltimore. Get Rashawn.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good
morning.
Hey, my bad for calling so late, man. I wasn't feeling good today, man. So,
we don't need all of that. What you want?
Whatever.
Wow.
Damn.
Hey, but listen, man. Y'all watch that Cowboys thing on Netflix? The Jerry Jones Show?
I watched the beginning of it, yes.
Oh, y'all, what y'all think about it, man? I think it's like, you know, Academy and Emmy Award winning, man.
Really?
Man,
Emmy? Like Emmy?
Like, no, like, if you think about it, the what?
Was he going to be an EGOT winner, too?
Hey,
gonna
get a Tony man, for it?
Golden Globe.
Pulitzer? Nobel Prize?
It made me think about that Tupac quote, though, when he was like, ain't no owner alive that can take Jerry's place.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that,
ain't
right?
Ain't no mama alive that can take my mama's place. You substituted that with owners. And what is wrong with you, man?
By the way, he'll get that Grammy when he's singing the blues for losing Micah Parsons.
No, man, but y'all see the part on there where he was, him and Jimmy was going back and talking about who was responsible for the Herschel Walker trade, right?
Yeah. See, here's the deal with Sean. For you to say you're going to quit them this year, I don't believe it. I see you on the left.
No, it's coming.
I see you on the left coast.
Yeah.
All right, man. I see you, man.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What'd you learn, Edward Norris?
I learned the NFL is much more concerned about their so-called image than actual what matters. And just you're talking about the Rashee Rice discipline and others where guys have killed people in car crashes where they're going excessively fast. And I don't know why even if someone – Myles Garrett's not a rookie anymore. Mm-mm. He should know about it. It's his third one. He totaled a car in like 22 or something. How he walked away is beyond me. You should get a year. If really gets a year for gambling, you should get a year out of football for this. I mean,
but he gambled on football.
Yeah.
He tarnished the shield.
God.
Unbelievable. Couple of national days today. Today is National Thoughtful Day. Be thoughtful, Jeremy.
Oh, I thought you said fartful.
I thought you said
today is National Red Wine Day. What's your favorite red wine, Jay?
I like Cab. I mean, I like all kinds.
Ed?
I like Red Zins and Barolos.
Merlot?
I like Pinot Noir.
We're not drinking Merlot.
Not Merlot.
Pinot Noir is my favorite.
Pinot Noir is a great wine. Grape.
Yep. Yeah. Today is National Bow Tie Day. You guys wear bow ties?
I've worn them. I mean, I have, you know, black ones for tuxedos and stuff.
If it's a clip-on.
No, never wear a clip-on.
I do all the time.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
You ain't never going to know.
Oh!
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
You can't tell. Never stay straight. Yeah, I do.
No.
We used to have this bow tie event for Pathfinder for Autism.
I go to bourbon and bow ties. Yeah. You got to wear bow ties.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Also, National Cherry Turnover Day.
I'll have.
Yeah.
Where the hell do you buy a cherry turnover?
They're good.
Where do you get them?
A bakery.
And some birthdays in sports. Today would have been former MLB umpire Don Dinkage's birthday. Former figure skater Scott Hamilton is like 67 today. Golfer Lee Jansen is 61 today. And former MMA fighter, UFC style, Anderson Silva turns 43 today. Former Major League Baseball player and manager Lou Piniella and former Major League Baseball pitcher Ron Guidry both celebrated birthday today. Who's older, Joseph?
They're both old.
Yeah.
They're both alive, right?
Yeah, I didn't see them dead.
Okay. Lou Piniella.
Lou Piniella?
Yeah, I'm going to go Piniella.
Yeah, me too, actually.
All right, check and see if they're dead. It didn't say it was dead on the site. You're right. Oh, Lou Piniella, 82. Ron Guidry, 75.
Yeah.
What you got, Jeremy Kahn?
Let's start it off here. I think everybody knows I've been in the hospital. I've been out for a while. The doctor told me my sugar was too high, so when I got home, I moved it to a lower shelf. I might have a slight drinking problem. My wife asked me to toast some bread for her. I raised my wine glass and said, here's the bread. Since it is red wine day. All right. A couple more here. People who don't use punctuation should be punished. I think they deserve a long sentence.
Period.
The height of my life was when I scaled Mount Everest. I really peaked. You know what I find odd, guys?
What?
Every other number. Where do you keep a pet kangaroo? Outback, of course. Every time I try to order corn online, it's out of stock. My wife wants to take our son to a child psychologist. I didn't even know there were children that could do that. It's so dumb. What kind of shoes do frogs wear? That would be open-toed sense. Open-toed. And where's the one I wanted? I think I just scrolled past it. I wanted to finish with one, and I missed it. Missed it by that much. Oh, here you go. Why did Elvis get sprayed by a can of Coke? It was all shook up. Thank you very much. One more here. I want to find the one I wanted to use, but now I can't. What does an agnostic, dyslexic, insomniac do? He stays up all night and wonders if there really is a dog. Yeah! Yeah! I don't know how I couldn't find it.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Friday, babe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.